You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shema starts with Ve'ahavta. And the Ve'ahavta means, what does it mean? Ve'ahavta, what does it mean? Say?
And love.
Say?
And love.
This is Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. How do you translate it? Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha?
You have to love Hashem, Creator.
You have to love Hashem. Oh, very good. You have to love Hashem, and also this considered as a direct command from the Torah. That means we have an obligation to love Hashem. So now obviously your question is, what is your question?
How you can love Hashem.
How?
Well,
no, you can. But can you be forced to love somebody?
No.
Can you go to somebody and say, please love me?
No.
You can tell somebody that?
No.
Can you? So here, what is that supposed to mean? That we have to love Hashem? Why we are forced to love Hashem?
Yes.
Yeah? That's healthy to be forced to love somebody? What do you mean?
It's a blessing to love Hashem.
So like, what's the percentage of people on earth that they love Hashem?
Maybe half percent.
Half? Sorry?
Less than half? Less than half.
So what's the odd here? Hashem says, love me. You know, I'm sorry, you know, I have no reason to love you.
Lord, you don't love Hashem?
Yeah, the subject is to love Hashem.
Of course you don't love Hashem.
You have to love Hashem? So if you love somebody automatically, obviously you have affection toward him. But here we have to observe the mitzvah, the direct command from the Torah, that you're obligated, you have a responsibility to love Hashem. So that's why this pasuk, when we say, "V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha," you have to have in mind that you're observing the mitzvah that is called loving Hashem. How? Because it says in the Torah.
No, how do you know that you are loving Hashem?
Yeah, that's what we are discussing at this moment. Because the Torah says you have to love. So we have to see.
Yeah,
we're getting there little by little. Yeah, we're in our process. No, it's a very good question.
Yes, of course. But how could you not love Hashem for when you everything you need?
Who?
Hashem? Yes.
What do you mean?
The whole world should be for us 10 hours a day.
I got up myself this morning, I put out my shoes, you know. I mean before I wore my shirt.
Before the energy?
Energy?
Yes.
I take vitamins.
What's vitamin?
When you come to bed, can you see people, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning, they're jogging, you know, the fresh element, you know, what do you mean? They go on a treadmill, you know, they go swimming, they do a lot of things, you know, they go for a checkup. You know how much it costs, you know, to go for a checkup? Where is Hashem here? Rabbeinu Elazar Askari, the author of the Sefer Charedim, he asked a question that the pasuk starts Ve'ahavta. There's a vav here. So he asks, what is the Vav doing here? Say, Ehov et Hashem Elokecha. Sorry? What is he putting together? No, Vav, it... Sorry?
And you shall love. What's the other thing you should do?
Right, no, but the Vav always plays the role that the last subject attaches to
next subject.
Yeah, the coming subject, yeah. So previous subject, so obviously is attaching to loving Hashem. So what is that, what is the last subject here?
Make Hashem one.
Ah, so what did we say beforehand? What's the Pesuk before? So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. And then right away says, Vahavta, there's two Pesukim right after one another. That's how he says in the Torah. So what is that supposed to mean? How do we connect it? What's the connection here?
You have to listen to the Hashem and also love him.
The first?
Shema.
No, the first Pesuk doesn't speak about listening to Hashem. It says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. It has nothing to do with listening to Hashem.
Israel should listen. Shema Israel.
No. Right. You know, it's Yaakov Avinu and so on. The whole Midrash Shabbat, Yaakov and his children and so on.
And making Hashem one, you love him.
So here it says, Shema Israel, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. So what did I accomplish? And then Rabbi says, Vafta. So that means, whatever I accomplished by saying Shema Yisrael, so now it says love Hashem. Try?
You're
a witness. No, but here, the ingredient that you get to love somebody, what do you need? What do you need to love somebody, huh?
Respect.
What else?
How great they are.
How great they are, yeah. What else? How they look. You know, you're somebody, you look, you know, you like his, you know, the way he looks. You love him, no? Or let's say he has money. You love him very much. No? Yeah, of course. Yeah. What? How people go out, you know, if he has money, so, you know, say, okay. If he doesn't have money, say, I'm sorry. No? That's how it works, no?
Outside,
yeah, because I give up. It ain't good to study.
That dictionary belongs to a human being, not the dictionary have other problems.
No. This is the nature of a human being. No, we're talking about human being. Let's say, no, you go somewhere and then they serve delicious food. You wouldn't love him?
Yeah.
Of course. Say you cannot wait to be invited again.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah? No. Of course. No, like say somebody takes you for a ride in a nice car. Right? Wouldn't you enjoy it? Of course, it's a sunroof, everything, you know, convertible. So you cannot wait, you know, to get the ride again, right? Especially if he has a Jeep. So now here, what have we accomplished? It's a Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What did you accomplish? Fine, but what is your witness?
You know what you're saying?
No, wait. Don't go off track.
You're happy?
No, when you say a hot, what did you accomplish?
You're giving Hashem one.
Hashem is one. The head is, what is it? But you don't have this kavanot. Hashem is on seven olamot, and here, Los Angeles, eight. Dalit, what does it represent?
Four corners of
that. Yeah. Ocean. Yeah. Right, and then the Dalit, I accept all the capital punishment. Yeah. So then he says, Vafta. So after Echad, what do we have? Vafta. So what does it mean?
The love is the path before the after is 6. It's like you have 6.
I give you a lot of tips. So here, right after you make yourself aware that you under the supervision of such a power that he's in completely control everywhere, top, down, four corners, everywhere, right? And he's one. He's unique.
Yes.
Right. So now here, this power that we claim that he's our Hashem, nobody else's. Hashem said, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, he's ours, he's ours. What does it mean that he's ours? That we are his children. He's ours, then we belong to him. So now you have such a supervision that he has such a power that he's in control and he belongs to you. Doesn't that make you happy?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love him?
Yeah.
Huh? You would? Yeah, you would. Wouldn't you start dancing?
Yeah, always. Sitting, standing, always dancing.
You understand? You follow what happened? So I had a question, maybe you can help me. You know, you have a few time. You have a few minutes?
I have more than a few.
I mean, I don't have any choices, but, you know. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom prayed 515 tefillot, right?
Yes.
So then Hashem says, Rablach. What does Rablach mean?
Don't
stop. Yeah, stop. So what does that mean? When he said stop?
I don't know how you pray more.
Huh?
I don't know how you pray more.
Ah. She said, don't do anymore. So I mean, he would do one more?
He could go.
Let's say, if you would, in a place of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. Okay? Would you listen to Hashem?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You wouldn't.
Why not? You said if you're in place of Moshe Rabbeinu, you would listen.
Why you listen to Hashem?
If he was my place, I might not.
Why would you listen to Hashem? No, you don't. When you know you have a way to get in, right away you do another tefillah, and that's it.
And Hashem didn't let you in for a reason.
Huh?
Hashem must
I know, but the point matter here is you really would listen to Hashem?
Yes.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. So now, in a daily basis, the average that you listen to Hashem, what's the percentage it is?
60. Nothing more.
60. You are honest, barakallah. 60 is a good number. No, the time that you get upset, you're not happy, you get angry, you know, you complain, you know, but you're listening to Hashem?
No,
you're not listening to Hashem. So, no, I listen to Hashem. But when you're not, I can't see you. I can't see you. You're not listening to Hashem. But you say, I'm listening to Hashem. But you're not listening to Hashem. You're not listening to Hashem. You know the madriga it takes? That you have opportunity, one little bit, you go in. And you do like on the table. You whisper. Okay, Hashem said no. You whisper, that's it, finished. That's
maybe
it.
He knew that if he does it, he would pass, but Hashem made him so miserable to me.
No. But obviously, here we see that in life exactly is the same way. When he says, Ba'ahavta Rabbeinu Elazar Achzari, Askari, the Baal, the Sefer Haredim, says here this Vav is a very, very, very fundamental Vav. What? It attaches the love that you should have to what? That you believe is a heart. What does that mean? That in life, we go through this Dalet so much. Yeah, Dalet means that you accept the capital punishment.
Yes.
And that's why it's very interesting that when we say Shema, the minhag here is we cover our eyes. Is it better to cover your eyes to see Shema, or you open your eyes?
Open.
You open, no? You open your eyes, really open. Say, Shema Israel!
Shema the Kenneth.
What has nothing to do? Why you want it? You want to publicize that Hashem is a heart. Why do you do it with the closed eyes?
You open your eyes, you have a
Kirabah. Why? What Shekhinah? No, I'm not talking about Shekhinah. When you say Hashem Melech, you close your eyes?
No.
Which is a greater announcement? Hashem Melech or Shema Yisrael?
Hashem Melech.
So Shema Yisrael is the same thing.
No, that's private.
No, it's not private. You're telling the whole Yehudim around the world. Yeah. So why are you closing your eyes? Has nothing to do with humbleness. No. You have to have ge'ava to show that Hashem is echad. What do you mean? What humbleness?
Concentration.
What do you mean? Why do you need to concentrate? It's not the time of... Why is that in the middle of lachash? Why? No, actually when you open your eyes, you have a better awareness. When you say, Shema Yisrael, try it. Like in Selichot, you close your eyes. I just want to remind you, one more week. The message is to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Ahad, with open eyes, when it's light, it's an easy thing. But when things become dark, becomes hard, let me see you to say Shema Yisrael. Because when it becomes dark, then that's the hardest task in life, to be able to say, yes, I accept that Hashem is Echad. That's why you close your eyes, to remind you, even in the darkness, the most, the most dark state of our life, you should not, Chas v'Shalom, doubt Hashem. And that's why we close our eyes. And that's why it's right away we have to say, no, that's not in the Torah. No. What do you say?
No.
What are we talking about for half an hour already? No. You have to say, well, hafta. What does it mean? That means, even though that is the darkest part of our life, you should not forget that you have to show your attachment and your love to Ribono Shel Olam, with Simcha, with the Spirit. Lots of Koach to show that you really love Hashem. You have to show the signs that you love Hashem.
So what are the signs that you know that you love Hashem? How do you know?
How?
How do we know that you love Hashem?
How? With the sign of that, how do you show that you love somebody? You know, you come early, you sing, you know, you cannot wait that the time would come. You don't want to leave. No, hello, smile later. You don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't want to leave. You never see you to take a nap. Yeah, full of energy. Yeah, never, Chas v'Shalom, complain and have doubts. And that's what exactly the mitzvah that we have to keep renewing constantly, that to remind ourselves, and this is one of the mitzvot tedirot, is called. And not only that, it's a very special mitzvah, and you know why?
There's no life in this one.
No. The mitzvah of the loving Hashem is a very, very unique mitzvah. Why?
Do it anytime.
Anytime, and what else? It doesn't cost any money. That's the best thing about it. Yeah. This is the greatest mitzvah. Yeah. You don't need to write a check. You don't need to search in your pocket. Because it's mitzvah tedirah. We have six mitzvot that is mitzvah tedirot. And you constantly, you can remind yourself that how much you are in love with Ribbono Shel Olam.
Love anybody doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. As the Shir HaShirim says, what is Shir HaShirim saying? You read it every week, no? What is it saying? No. Shir HaShirim says, Shalom HaMelech Alav Shalom, Zechuto Magen Aleinu.
Amen.
Shalom HaMelech Shalom says, I'm drunken, but not from the wine. I'm drunken from the love of Hashem. Hashem is Zakeno, to be really drunk from the love of Hashem. And He's given that Hashem Yeshua.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.